So it's all about heaven. Heaven is real. Heaven is real. We know how God has blessed us. We don't have to say, you know, God, what is it that you're going to do for me today? Or God, why hasn't you done such and such for me? Because we, as God's children, children of the promise, already know what God has done for us. We know how God has blessed us. We are children of the promise. And we simply await our Savior, who will invite us into his eternal love. And that would be our joy. Our joy indeed will be complete. We know how God has blessed us. So who wants to go to heaven? Who wants to go to heaven? Some people don't want to go to heaven. Look. Okay, keep your hands up if you want to go to heaven. Okay, who wants to go to heaven now? See, no, heaven can wait, right? Oh my, herein lies the problem, right? That we are not ready. So the theme for today's readings are all about being prepared. God wants his children to be prepared. He wants us to be ready for heaven. He wants us to be kingdom people, right? What if we got to heaven and we didn't like it there? That would be a problem, right? You know, are you ready for heaven? In heaven, there are no back seaters or narthex wanderers. There are no end seaters. You know those folks that are ready to go? They want to be the first out of the pew? And no 1 hour seaters, talking about end seaters, right? Now a lot of people come to church and it's like, this is my seat here. We won't move over to let anybody get the seat that we're in. You know, we got here early. No. And the folks that need to leave right at the hour, you know, they take communion and they're out of the door. I always say, those folks, when they get to heaven, it's going to be the 1 hour tour. It's like, okay, your hour is up. Time to go. That's not going to be fun. But what if you got to heaven and you didn't like it there? If you weren't ready to be in a love relationship with God and everyone to the same degree, wouldn't that be a problem? You know? If you don't like it in heaven, you probably won't be in heaven. That's why we have to be prepared. If we don't like to spend time with God now, if we don't like this idea of loving God and loving one another, then we're not going to like it in heaven very much, and therefore, if that's the case, we won't be ready for heaven. And so it was never about the land. It was never about the land. Because this place in which we dwell now is only to help us learn to love heaven. This place, this land, this home is only for a time. Here is where we learn to desire and to love heaven. Here is where we learn to love God and to love our brothers and our sisters. You know? Now, what if you got to heaven and you saw somebody you didn't like? And you go, what the hell? That's not a good thing to say in heaven. That's really going to upset God. It's going to be, you're out, you know? There was a Abilene Christian joke that we used to tell. We used to say, you know, we're in heaven and we're getting the tour, right? And then we pass this room, and all that it says is, be quiet. And we're wondering, why isn't, you know, this door, why is it closed and there are no windows? And then St. Peter would say, that's where the Church of Christ people are. They think they're the only ones here. I hope there aren't any Church of Christ people visiting with us today. You are welcome. But we really do need to cultivate a desire for heaven. Remember, it is God's heaven. It's not our heaven. Sometimes we have this idea that everything in heaven is going to be like we like it, you know? Just the way we like it in heaven. No, it's the way God likes it. Therefore, we must love the things that God loves. And we must not like the things that God doesn't like. So we prepare ourselves here on earth. And God tells us again, everybody has to do their part, you know? Peter asks Jesus, is this teaching for all of us? Because Peter was probably thinking, because we're the apostles, we're the insiders, you know? We don't really have to do as much as those people outside. But then Jesus tells Peter something very shocking and serious, and it always even frightens me, and it should, because I know better. I know what God loves. And we here in the Catholic Church, we love to say that we have the fullness of the truth. We have Jesus Christ. But that does not give us any special privilege, except that we are better equipped to do God's work. We're better equipped to do God's work. We have been blessed indeed, and God expects us to be a blessing. God expects us to be a blessing in return. So for the one who has been given much, much is expected. So we have been given much, we have been blessed, and therefore we have to be truly God's children now. So I think, you know, this idea of responsibility shouldn't scare us really, because we should desire to be like our God. We should love the idea of being loved by our God, and so able to love like our God. And until we desire this, we are indeed not ready for heaven. And this is why we pray each day, God help us, strengthen us in faith, mold and make us, you know, into your own perfect offering. Yes, and sometimes we even ask God to prune us and take away all those things that prevent us from loving. You know, the reference in the gospel to punishment is, we don't like to think of punishment a whole lot. It's probably a reference to purgatory. Again, we have to be kingdom people in order to live in the kingdom, for it to be a heavenly experience. So God does need to make us right first. We must desire to be right with God, to love Him as He loves us. God does not want to punish us, but He wants to prepare us that we might indeed enjoy our promise, our eternity, loving Him and one another.